For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Seven Democratic senators have asked the Senate Ethics Committee to investigate Republican Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, quote, to fully understand their role in the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump. Thousands had gathered that day as Congress voted to formally certify Joe Biden's win over Trump, while Hawley and Cruz led objections in the Senate to Biden's victory. The Democratic senators said Cruz and Hawley knew claims of election fraud were baseless and had led to threats of violence. The Democrats said those actions lent, quote, credence to the insurrectionist's cause and set the stage for future violence. Cruz and Hawley have condemned the violence. The Missouri legislature is planning to open a rapid testing clinic for potential COVID-19 cases in the Capitol building after the session began with an outbreak of the disease caused by the coronavirus. The chief House clerk said yesterday that she hopes to open the testing site within the next couple weeks. It will be available for lawmakers, staff, and others who regularly work in the building, such as lobbyists and journalists. At least three House members have tested positive for COVID-19 in the first couple weeks of session. The House canceled this week, but the Senate continued to work. Columbia Public School Superintendent Peter Stiepelman says CPS is, quote, optimistic that a vaccination plan will be set for teachers and staff within the next 2 weeks. The Columbia, Missouri reports the district will follow the state's approach of phased vaccinations, beginning with faculty and staff over 65 years old and those with pre-existing conditions. As of a meeting of the Columbia School Board yesterday, 255 district employees have been vaccinated. Elementary school students returned to in-person learning 4 days per week Tuesday, and middle and high school students began a hybrid learning model for the first time this school year. The Kansas City T-Bones of the Independent American Association are being renamed the Kansas City Monarchs after the team that played in the Negro Leagues. The original Monarchs were founded in 1920 and won the first Negro League World Series in 1924. The team played in the Negro National League and Negro American League, and later as an independent. A museum exhibit is to travel with the team. The Monarchs also plan to establish a youth academy for baseball and softball. A St. Louis County dispatcher is no longer with the department less than 2 weeks after using a racial slur over a police radio. A police spokesperson told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that they could not disclose if the dispatcher was fired or resigned. The dispatcher, whose name has not been released, was recorded January 9th saying an expletive and then using a racial slur, according to a recording that was released by the police department when a woman sued for the audio. After that slur, another voice on the police radio can be heard telling the dispatcher that his audio was left open. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.